Hey, funny business listeners, Caleb Holstein, co-founder of Squarex Innovations here. As Aussies, we love our coffee, and the Australian coffee scene has long been a global benchmark for quality and innovation. And now I'm thrilled to introduce you to the best innovation since the flat white, Squarex's first product deployment, GreenSquare. GreenSquare is a holistic ag tech software suite enabling coffee roasters and importers to take control of their largest product cost, green coffee. At Squarex, we're securing the digital future of the coffee supply chain and beyond.
Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. How the bloody hell are you, Rob?
I'm going all right. It's been a bit of a weird week, you know. It's been the long weekend for some, but not for us. Down here on the...
Well, I know technically because we're, what, Geelong, Greater Geelong region.
They don't get it. Em had work this week. Yeah. I had Matilda on the Tuesday. I got to go to the beach on Tuesday morning, which was pretty nice on the Melbourne Cup day. But I went to watch the Melbourne Cup, had it on Channel 7. Didn't even realise the Melbourne Cup's now on Channel 10. I was waiting for the race to start. Didn't even watch it.
And you're like, oh, yeah, because Eddie Maguire was doing a bit of the commentary stuff. And I was like, actually, yeah, come to think of it, we had to change the channel.
I was confused.
Yeah.
And I think that Channel 7 got a bit of a lashing in the news because they stooged everyone.
Yeah.
They had something else. They never said the words Melbourne Cup and what it was because they've historically had the coverage for a long period of time. They didn't want people to change the channel over to watch the cups. They just didn't mention it.
That's pretty crazy.
So I was just waiting. I'm going, when's it gonna happen? I'm waiting for the family sweep, you know. Usually I get up on the family sweep, but didn't go anywhere near it.
What was your number? Who'd you pick?
I didn't pick anyone, but we pull them out of a hat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but what did you have?
Can't remember who I had.
Who cares?
I had the numbers. Yeah. I didn't even names. Well, I'm not that interested in horse racing, really.
Me neither, really. But my family is. They love it. And I went down to the parents on Cup Day, and there was a family sweep, and I come second, and Tails come third. So
you came home with a few coins in the pocket, did
you? Bit of cash, and actually Grumbum won. So that
would have been nice.
He was pretty happy, so...
Did your family almost kill him? They had him outside in the heat.
He had to go in. He had to go in and just catch his breath, have a bit of a nap. But it was hot. It's been a hot couple of days, and I don't know. It's starting to feel like the crows are out. And
I don't know if anyone, if you're listening to the pod, I'd love to know if you could hear the crows in the first 45 seconds. They're the biggest, fattest crows around here. They're full. They're full. There's lots of food around here.
Are they like bush turkeys a little bit, aren't
they're large
they?
They're large crows.
Yeah they're big. I just saw one pluck its own feathers out before, so that's pretty crazy stuff, isn't it?
How would you go horse riding? You ever ridden a horse?
Horse riding? Nah, I reckon I'd break its legs, to be honest. Nah, I used to work at Moonee Valley Legends Bar, which is obviously Moonee Valley Racetrack up on the corner there just before the straight, and people love it. Like, I serve all those people who love that shit, and it actually gives me a bit of PTSD, like the commentary on the tracks and that, because it's just that same monotone. And it's in the, well, like, that's ingrained in my brain. And it's just like, sometimes when I'm sleeping, I'll just wake up and I'll hear that fucking sound of like, ah.
How many drunk customers did you serve when you're at like your experience 1 o'clock. During like being there at the race course? Because I can imagine there would have been a lot of people just.
People love it though. Like, it's a good time. I think if you just go and have a good time with mates and you've got a bit of a crew, that's the way to do it, I think. But there's so many people that just go there and just have the form guide, and they love it and they study it. And it's just, you know, like us with our little basketball multis too, we're just like thinking that you can predict the game a little bit. But I don't know, to be honest, not a massive fan of the races. I just never been into it, never really studied the form guide or anything like that. If someone's gave me a few tips or whatever, I'll have a crack.
I respect people who are good at it. I just didn't grow up around it.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? We had Yaz and Stu down with their little girl Sienna, actually, and he loves the horses. So we actually put a few bets on.
So you pretended you were like, oh, yeah, love the horses. I love the horses.
No, I just go, what did you put it on? And I'll put it on his one as well, and hopefully it wins. But I don't know. It's just good connection.
Good
connection.
I like that.
But anyway, whatever. You've hijacked the Fridays now. You've actually got your own segment called Rob's Rundown. If the crows would just shut up for 2 seconds.
They're driving me nuts, man. I can't believe how loud they are. Are they inside the house?
And you got a bit of a short fuse at the moment.
Oh, a little bit.
So this is called Rob's Rundown. So you're going to hijack the segment. If you want to go get a cup of coffee or something like that, just go get yourself comfortable for Hot or Not. But if you want to give a little bit of a rundown.
So you don't want people to come to our Sydney event or our Melbourne event or sign up to our syndicate, read our newsletter or know what pod we released on the Monday? Is that what you're trying to say?
If they're a true fan, they'll be up to date with all that stuff.
That's crazy. You don't want them to know those announcements. You're fucking crazy. Anyway, hey, we announced Shelley Johnson as our special guest for our Sydney event at Fishburners November 22nd. She got the AI treatment for the poster and she's pretty happy with herself.
Well, I sent you a few different versions of the thing and you were like, that one there. And I was like, yeah, same. I think that too, blonde hair, you know. Shelley was like, nah, give me the dark hair, just don't care. And we're like, whatever you want, Shell, we'll put it on. And I think we made a bit of a splash. I feel like Sydney's going to be fun.
Sydney is going to be fun. November 22nd at Fishburners on York Street, Sydney CBD. Tickets are free because we're sort of like that. You know, we do nice things for the people. And
well, we don't know if anyone's going to come, so we just made them free.
We do know because plenty of people already signed up for tickets. So grab them while they're hot. We know that there's going to be a lot of blow-ins who are already working it in at Fishburners that come to the event. But if you want to make sure that you can get in, come, mingle.
Yeah, mingle.
Make some friends.
You're going to be like Hitch on the floor, I reckon. You're going to be, you should meet this person.
Hey, special thanks to our friends at Shadow Boxer for sponsoring the event too. Steve Graham, he's coming up for the event, so excited to give him a shout out.
I reckon to the hairdressers and get a little bit of a perm, I reckon.
Yeah?
Steve Graham, yeah.
I think you wish you could do that.
I wish I could do that. Maybe the back hair.
You should just dye the beard.
I was thinking a little bit of that, maybe like blonde just for the event.
Do you remember a few weeks ago when you tried to cut it a bit different?
Yeah, you didn't say anything. You were trying to be nice.
I was trying to be nice, but fuck,
I went a bit too low under the earlobe.
It's not ideal. Anyway,
what's going on here, Mike Shinoda?
Hey, hey, did you have a fight? Are you in a fight? Something gone wrong?
It was an ugly look, I admit it, but I tried something. Thanks for chopping me down when I showed a bit of confidence.
No, but yeah. I didn't say anything. I was trying to just, I was trying to let you just let it go.
Yeah, and then
you know, just, like if you have a bad haircut, you wear a beanie. If you fuck your beard up, you can't do much about it. Wear a COVID mask.
Well, you're kind of looking me in the eyes like, is he going to crack first? Because I'm about to laugh. That's the vibe I got from you.
I was just hoping you're just going to start wearing the COVID mask for a little bit. pretend you had the flu. Anyway, hey, we also announced the Melbourne event last week. Special thanks to the lads at Grand Help for putting this one on. November 29th in Cremorne at
Alley-Oop, baby.
Alley-Oop. Space of Waste, Waste of Space.
Yeah.
Doing some cool stuff there. Bit of an impact space, co-working space. Interested mix of interesting businesses doing good for the world. Excited to put on a bit of an event, a bit of a Christmas shindig.
Yeah, just
in November. Christmas in November.
Party. I was trying to think of like a thing that we should call it because I'm like, oh, well, it's definitely just going to be a party and we're just going to have some drinks and have some food and just talk a bit of shit with each other. It was like, what do we call it? And it was like, I went with the creative end of year party. So I hope you all like that because that's really what it's going to be. It's just going to be chilling out. Really.
Talking of it, like issues too, you had a couple of practice runs first of what you thought the image or the asset was going to look like. And
yeah.
I'm glad you didn't go with it. You went for one of them you sent me was just like two hands with a cup.
I was just trying to give you the impression of like it's not going to be – because Alley-Oop, I was trying to play into the whole basketball thing and then I'm like people might get confused that it's like an actual –
dunk contest.
Yeah. When the Harlem Globetrotters are here. But no, it was like how do we make this about us and then actually went for a walk and Taylor's like, why don't you just use the photos from the party that you had earlier this year?
Yeah.
I was like,
oh,
that makes sense because people might – you know,
They might realize
that is what it is. So maybe that gives an good insight.
You know? Hey, how do they get tickets? Because I'm assuming that
it's in our bio. So if you've hit our link tree before, it's got all the information there. We actually went on a little bit of a clean out maybe last week, the week before. Made it real clean.
Very
and super
crisp
easy.
Now.
We got rid of all the fluffy stuff of all the articles that we wrote for Urban List and all the features in like the Today Show, Channel 9 and that. We just deleted that stuff because we're like, Slick Rick, baby.
You didn't want to get rid of those two. You sort of printed them all out. And if you could have links up on the wall of your own bedroom, you would have them up there, wouldn't you?
Me and Rebecca Madden. I've cut their poster out of the
Tala
new idea.
Tala should be nervous. But hey,
if
you do want to keep up to date with all the things going on, Dream Big Social Club and Funny Business, so we've got plenty more events coming. There's going to be another announcement coming soon for our January event that's going to kick off the new year strong. Sign up to our Dream Big newsletter. All the info is coming in there. The first two volumes or editions or issues or whatever you want
volumes.
To call it.
We've been calling them volumes.
Volumes, yeah. They're out now. So also what's gone live is the Dream Big Syndicate. So if you are interested in investing in early stage startups that are coming out of the Dream Big Social Club and getting access to some of the interesting businesses that are looking to raise money and do cool shit, please, all the info is in that Dream Big newsletter. The link to that is also in the description.
Yeah, look
I'm
it's
hoping
everywhere.
That Locke's done that and it's in the description. And finally, before we let Locke get into the thank yous, I know he didn't want us to do this Rob's rundown, which sort of seems like our rundown. I'm just sort of explaining the things that's going on.
No, it's Rob's rundown.
It's a weird thing. It's
serious stuff.
It's weird that you don't want any of these things mentioned because they're very important to what we're doing for our business. But anyway, hey, on Monday we also released Rory Kent, Young Gun of Wine. Yeah. He's a cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
He's been working hard to bring a different flavor, new flavor, young flavor into the world of wine. And
I think the connection with his family, his dad too, with the wine and his story. And I don't know. I just feel like there's one of them podcasts where I reckon we asked about three or four questions and he just took us on a journey. And it was good. I felt safe. You know what I mean? It's like a good ride in an amusement park. You don't really want it to end. There's thrills. Your stomach goes up and down, you know?
I wonder if I had to do the same sort of relationship with my dad, it'd be a young gun of bourbon, you know?
Oh, of cougars.
Of cougars.
Did your old man start getting into cougars because of that ad?
I must
He saw big boobies and he's like, oh, I drink
them. He was
now.
A cougar drink before that ad, but I definitely solidified that he liked them.
Oh, I like that, eh?
And that's the rundown done. So hopefully in the future, if there's anything that I really just from my end that I want to add in, I can add, but I feel like that was just...
Yeah, within a time limit.
They were announcements that were sort of really beneficial to what we're doing. So hopefully that didn't bore you too much and keep you up to date with the free parties and the things that you can go and attend for nothing. Just turning up and us being good blokes, throwing them on. And Shadowboxer and Grant Hub, of course. Anyway, give us some fucking thank yous and get moving. It's your own show. This is your show now.
Get moving.
I'll hand the reins over. They're yours now.
First 10 minutes you have. Of every episode. Look, 10 minutes in.
10 minutes in. 10 minutes in.
All right. We want to send big love to Shelley Johnson because she sent in a suggestion too this
week. She made the list?
She made the list, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You know who didn't, but now I'm thinking about it, should have. Dan Remy, he's got posting engagement news on LinkedIn. Maybe for next week.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it's posting engagement news.
Like you got engaged or like a big life event like that posting on LinkedIn. Do you reckon? Did you?
I don't know.
Can you remember?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. I see a few popping up every now and then.
Life news. Sometimes you're allowed to let people know.
Yeah.
Didn't make the list. I don't really want to talk about it.
Chris GW. I feel like there's a common thread here. Like, a lot of the suggestions were Optus.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So everyone's
a few sad people.
Shreddy Eddie. Look, to be honest, he sent two in and they didn't make the list. And his ones were not making the Hot or Not weekly cut and thanking people who submit Hot or Nots. So hey, I put it up to Rob and Rob's just cut you down, Shred. He said no.
You didn't make it, mate. You didn't make it.
So everyone thinks it's really my segment, but you're really you've got control, don't you?
Not at all.
You've got a bit of sway in that.
But no control.
Treadster, I wanted it.
Not Rob in this. No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't write it down, mate. You
Kate Cav. Pen. Kate Cav, she's back.
She's back.
You were saying she's
active. Did she make the list?
Yeah, no, because we've already done it.
Fair enough.
Mate, she's back, but maybe she missed out because we had oysters on before. You know, we don't like
it. You
anyway.
Didn't make it. You didn't make it.
Didn't make it. Chris Hill, 17. He's gone with a person, but I understand why. Glenn Maxwell, 200. Not out. Saved Australia. Good innings.
Love cricket.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you didn't. I didn't even bring it up to you because I know that you're just like, no.
Oh, it's impressive what he did, but whatever.
M. Hicks. She made the list.
She made the list, yeah. Good stuff.
Because it has to.
She won't listen, but it's all right.
That's all right. Sorbet Weather. Hey, he's back in the ones. A few made the list this week. Actually, three of his.
Hey, B.O.G.
B.O.G. So Aussie three CW. Votes. Aussie CW. Chris Wilson.
Did he make the list?
Yeah, he said Optus.
Yeah, but a few people. Yeah. So
we'll give it to him. When he says, did I make the list? You did.
You did. Well done, Chris.
Chris Clarks. Speaking of Chris's. Thank you very much. He said Optus too.
Oh, my God.
The Happy Mike thing. Project. He made the list this week. Mikey Foden.
Good job, Mikey.
He sent me something. I think it was last week where he started up his own little social network thing. It was like a MySpace plugin thing. He's been doing big things in forums for like 30 years, this guy.
30 years?
Yeah, 20 years.
Since he was born.
Hey, Dom Sabora. His one didn't make the list. Rob, you didn't want it either. Dommy,
like
I'm sorry.
You're going to wear something under the sarongs.
Are you saying he doesn't?
He lets it hang free.
He lets a little peanut just hang free. Is that his party trick, is it?
Maybe.
I don't think you can do that shit anymore. Anyway, Caleb Holstein. Thank you very much. He said Optus too.
Well, he made the list by default.
Yeah, so there you go. Maddie Edwards. She's had the Melbourne Cup. I think we've done it last year, so we couldn't do it again this
boring.
Year.
Boring.
We already spoke about it too. But Maddie, love your work. Thank you. AR Dixon, Adrian Dixon, Optus again. And Brett Griffin with bucket hats, which we've already done, but... Appreciate this first time.
Hey, thanks for playing. This is how it works. If we don't like it or we've done it, you don't make the list.
You don't make the list. All right, should we get into it?
Please.
All right, number one on the list, just weight of numbers, Optus.
I'm going to have to say not hot.
Yeah.
It impacted a lot of people, 10 million people yesterday. Yeah. A lot of ripple effects, public transport down, people couldn't transact, a lot of businesses out of, couldn't take any payments and things.
I thought I didn't pay my phone bill when we were down at Janjuk or whatever down at Point Addis, and I was like, SOS, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then I looked at my app and I'm like, I need to re-download it to pay it and that. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's it?
That's the story.
Fuck.
That's the story.
Optus, I reckon it's pretty disappointing. The response, 12 hours to hear from the CEO of the company. They haven't declared what the fault was or the reason behind it.
Cyber attack?
No, they haven't said that. They haven't told it what it is yet. And they also haven't. They're not going to give any reimbursement or compensation for any lost income or stuff like that for people that it's done. It's just bad luck.
No dramas.
Just bad luck, hey? Bad luck.
Hey, we were talking about it because we went through the car wash, didn't we, when it happened. And the guy was – because, like, I wonder if it's going. Like, it looked weird, didn't it? It didn't look normal. You were saying, is it
– something, like, something wrong?
Something's going on here. Anyway, we went there and the guy come out of the booth and he's just like, hey, Optus is down. Lucky my phone's with Telstra and you can pay on here.
Square payments ready to go, didn't he?
Because we're like, that's a sick business, isn't it? Like – majority of the time, you're not there, are you? Never, really. Maybe once a night to make sure it's all good.
He drove down the limo in that car wash, I reckon.
And then I felt sorry for him. And then you're like, don't feel sorry. This is probably the one day a year he works.
Yeah, it's the first time he's turned up to site. Hasn't turned up to his job site in 3 years. And we have to feel sorry. He's out there making sure he's still getting those payments coming through. Don't worry about that.
But the trains were down. We actually had a meeting in the city and we were just like, we got there and we're like, this is cool.
There's no cars in the car park. We're like, something's gone wrong. Something's gone wrong. I say Optus is not hot, but I don't know. It's a weird outcome, isn't it?
You're with Telstra, aren't you?
I'm with Telstra and I had a good day yesterday. No impact in my life.
No impact in your life. But people hated Telstra for a bit, didn't they?
Optus have had a couple now. They had that data breach and then they've had this one. Mm. It's Telstra's turn next, but it seems like...
Everyone's hacking everyone, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. The world's gone mad.
Optus, shit house. But I'm going to stay with them because it's too hard to swap. All right, next on the list, high maintenance friendships. What do you reckon?
You're a high maintenance friendship.
You reckon?
Nah, you're not. I'm going to say this is not hot for me.
Mm.
I don't have time for that.
No.
I don't have the desire for...
Is that why things sometimes drift a little bit? Why? Not because it's the reason, but it could be one of the reasons. You know what I mean?
I think as you get older, your circle gets smaller and your desire to pander to people's needs when friendship should be easy.
Mm.
Friendship should just be a good understanding of a back and forth of stuff. And you don't, if you really need to like pander to someone to keep them on the good side or do something, that's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean.
They put too much pressure.
I love it when you hang out and it's like nothing has changed. You know, like if you go, it could be a year, it could be 6 months, it could be a month, it could be whatever. When you hang out again, it's nothing's really changed. You know, you still got that banter and that. Like, but if I feel it like you don't speak to some friends in a little while and you're like, well, fuck, I need to...
reach back out.
Yeah, because like I want them in my life. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think it's a bit of give and take. And I never think it's always like the same thing the whole time. You know what I mean? Like the same strength. Mm. Except for ours. I feel like ours just goes from strength to strength. Do you reckon the deeper we know each other, the stronger we've gotten together?
I'm getting, how do I get rid of this? Yeah, so I'm thinking, how do I get out of this?
It's almost too much now.
I'm trapped.
I'm like an infection. You can't get rid of me.
There's no cure. There's no cure.
But high maintenance friendships, I feel like, I reckon it'd weigh on a lot of people's minds, this sort of stuff.
Some people love it. They love being in that drama, that like,
yeah.
You got 25 best friends.
I like high school and stuff. I used to love having I still love having different types of friends, but it's like, how much time can you spend?
You know what I mean? Like 35, they've still got like, they've got a group of like 30 friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all, there'll be so many.
Get energy from other people, but so it's
domestic,
crazy.
Domestic disputes going on between all the friends and this friend's not talking to that friend. And
well, it's like your own reality show, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah, it's too much.
But people don't really want boring lives though, do they? No. People don't want boring lives.
No.
Give me the drama.
Give me the drama. Not for me.
Not for you, not for me either. All right, next on the list, going cold turkey.
What have you tried to quit lately?
Nothing, bro. I don't have much discipline in my life.
Nah,
just besides work.
I did the try to give up chocolate for a bit. Can't do that.
Can't do chocky?
No, I can't do chocky.
You get the cravings? What happens?
Just frustrated and angry. How do you take out that anger?
What do you do?
Nothing. Just
nothing.
Go to the supermarket and buy some chocolate.
Sit in the sadness.
I just think it's
You're
hard.
Pretty good with discipline, though. I feel like when you say I'm not doing something, you don't do it. You know?
Yeah, like
I've done... You stop putting the little pinky up your bum. You know, you said, I got to just stop doing that.
I think it's it takes discipline to do stuff like this, but it's obviously if you've got something that you really like and you don't really want to do it anymore, it's not an enjoyable thing. That's the truth. I'm going to say cold turkey, not hot, but respect to those who do.
Ah, look at you. I like it. I'm going to go cold turkey on ice magic. I reckon.
Yeah.
I
what about icy poles?
Icy poles, no.
Imagine coffee. Imagine, could you go cold turkey on coffee?
Wait.
Because you have 75 coffees a day.
The caffeine with V?
No, you can't have any
like
coffee.
Like you are now?
No caffeine.
No?
No.
I don't know. I probably could. Like if I want, like, yeah. I reckon I could. I wouldn't want to though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
that's the issue.
Not that's the thing. I don't want to, but I could.
That's most of the time people will go on cold turkey on things they don't want to give up.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I remember when Nurofen Plus was around, bro, and yeah, I was having two packs a week when it was real bad, you know, when I'd done the injury and then couldn't stop. And then all of a sudden you couldn't get it over at the chemist.
Yeah, yeah.
Done. Cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
Forced cold turkey. And I'm trying to think, was it hard then? And I was like, probably for about a week,
two packs a day. Was no, was that 360?
That was 360, 360, yeah.
He's got those tats on his face and that now, doesn't he?
He's got plenty going on, but honestly, like I had to go cold turkey from that, and I don't know. I reckon I'd still be doing them now if you could still get them from the chemist, but anyway.
It's bad habits, bro.
Bad habits, baby. Going cold turkey, I'm going to say...
I'm going to say not hot.
Yeah, I'm going to say... Not hot either. All right.
Never give up any habits.
Just like, hey, in my head sometimes I just feel like I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel like I'm 10 years old.
You are.
You know, where I'm just like, no discipline, no nothing.
None.
It's good, isn't it? Free range.
Free range. Free range, baby.
All right, next on the list, click and collect. Have you done this before?
Never.
No, I've never done it.
I've done a delivery.
Mm.
Click and collect is like if I've gone to the effort to driving to the supermarket.
Older people, man.
I may as well just go in.
Yeah. I feel like maybe like
or just
60
do
plus.
Or do the delivery though. You know what I mean? Like,
but then there's probably a $6 fee that you don't want to pay. And they're going, well, I'd rather spend
$6. You're paying $2.50 and start the car and driving there. And
But it's still cheaper. And some people probably, to be honest, do you reckon people have like social anxiety about going to the shops and that? Do you reckon there's people who just like hate doing that stuff?
Maybe. I feel like that's probably the one thing that you can't avoid going to at the moment. Like how often do you go to the supermarket?
Oh, once a day, I'd say average. Because sometimes it's twice a day. Yeah.
How insane. Like, it's like, the especially down here, it's like you see that, you hear all the time, you're like, fuck, I'm going to Coles again. I'm going to Coles.
Yeah.
Off to the supermarket, got to go to the shops. Like,
yeah.
That's all life is.
Going to the shops.
Now with the kid, it's like, hey, I'm a parent and I go to the shops.
Yeah.
And I come home and I go to bed.
Watch a bit of Bluey.
Whatever. Like, fuck.
Watch a bit of Peter Rabbit. Go to the shops.
I wish I was on MasterChef and I could just walk out into my pantry and have everything stocked.
Mm.
But nothing went off. You know what I mean? Like it was...
Like you had people coming in every day just swapping things around if it's off. And
Yeah. Like, hey, so I can have a selection of things of maybe I would pick a bit of this or pick a bit of that.
What would you have in a dream world? You'd have some like muesli every morning.
I'd have the MasterChef pantry.
Mm.
Have you seen what it looks like? You walk in, they've got a cold section. They've got all the different meats in the world. They've got all the deli section. They've got all the fruit and veg. They've got all the... Everything you can want in a pantry of stuff, and they just refresh it all the time.
Do you reckon that's like Kerry Packer, Chris Judd?
Royalties must have that, Chris Judd.
That'd be nice to wake up to, wouldn't it?
One of Em's cousins used to work on the Master. She works as like a TV show. She works as like a producer sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she worked on the MasterChef show for a while.
Yeah.
And one of the benefits of working on the show is they got to take home stuff that was getting close to end of life. So she always had the best stuff because she could just take it home.
Top quality like TV
food. Well, no, it's the TV show.
Well, they have to make it the best, that look the best and stuff. You know what I mean? Like they're going to pick the best shit from the bunch of everything.
Oh, yeah. They're not giving you the dregs.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm not saying like the stuff on the fold-out tables, bro.
I'm saying
the stuff in the pantry. It's all presentable.
Yeah.
It's like the Big Mac in the ads.
I'm with you now.
Yeah.
I just... jumped in your throat,
Yeah, look, you're an angry man. You've given up the chocolate. You're just fucking, What's that? What's the, don't make me run, I'm full of chocolate, The Simpsons?
No,
Who was that? Little Porky?
Like, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I
can't whatever. Remember his name. It's a good meme. Anyway, click and collect. I'm going to say not for me. I've never done it either, but maybe for oldies, it's good. Next on the list, rooms with a view. Hot or not?
I love a good view.
But we never get the room with a view though, do we?
Good view. Yeah,
we get the one near the janitor's closet.
But even just being like going somewhere at a venue, like going to a venue or somewhere that has a view, like I appreciate that.
Like our launch party on No Standings rooftop.
Yeah, that was cool. That's a good view.
Bit of a view.
Yeah.
Views are good.
Views are good.
I always thought that too. I was like,
I like looking at shit.
Yeah.
Happy to admire the view.
Yeah.
You?
I always thought about, like, you know how venues, they're always closed off and dark and dingy, bands, and you go see something. It's like, imagine if there was just like a big clear window and everyone could see from the thing. Everyone would, mate, you want to go in more, wouldn't you? So it's like a view, like seeing things in.
Nah, because then it's not really an intimate. You still want it to be intimate inside.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd get the full sound and you'd see it all and it'd be better in there. But it'd make people from the streets just be like, fuck, I need to get in there.
Maybe you should go and pitch that idea to a few different venues and see if anyone wants to buy you.
In like busy areas, I think it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, like, you know, have you ever been to see a band or a festival down in Torquay, down at the Common or whatever? You know where, down the big roundabout where the Torquay Hotel is? You know how that's that big park area?
Yeah,
the golf course. They have the big concerts and festivals.
Yeah, they have the Nightjar Market there
too. Yeah, yeah. Queens of Stone Age are playing there next year. Crazy. But you can stand outside it, just outside it, near the, even if you stood at the kebab joint, you can see it all and hear it all.
So you've just been a cheapskate and going to go stand on the outside?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, I'd love to see him. And I'm like, I can just like stand up the back.
May as well just stand on the sidewalk.
A little bit, yeah.
With a chair. Listen.
Yeah, they play for an hour and a half. I'll probably be there, to be honest. Are you going to come?
Are you going
to
do that with the wrestling? Aren't you going to thinking about going to the WA?
I was
going to
get the tickets. I was going to get the tickets. And then I was like, I don't know if we're 100% going. And then I looked at the tickets that were available and the only ones I could afford were the seats without a view. Behind the Titantron.
Go and listen. Huh? I'm at the wrestling, but I can't see anything. I'm just going to listen in and hopefully that...
Oh, some of the tickets were like $400 or $500 just to sit in.
Three
like,
grand?
Some of the ones, because I was just like, I just clicked them all kind of thing. And it's pretty crazy. But then I think about it, it's an actual pay-per-view. So it's not like it's like just an event. It's like everyone around the world's going to be watching this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a different type of setup.
For sure. We love wrestling here.
But rooms with a view. What are you going to say? When we're in Sydney, do we have a room with a view?
Are we going to see the car park?
The Meriden Suites.
We're going to see the car park.
What are we going to do there?
The view will be just the other building that's next to us. See the road. car park.
Rooms with a view. You're going to say hot. All right, next on the list, wearing a tie. Hot or not?
I always feel like you class it up a bit if you wear a tie.
Do you? I haven't seen you in a tie in a long time.
Not for a long time, but yeah. I don't mind wearing a tie when I have to wear one. Mm. I feel like when you have to wear a tie, you get really funny about having the top button done up. You get very like, it's too tight on my neck. And
it is. It is. Honestly, it feels like it cuts off.
It looks shit when you got a tie and you haven't got your top button done up. That's the truth.
Yeah.
You look like... You don't know. You don't know what you're doing.
Like Uncle's just lost the plot a little bit.
A bit like mutton dressed as lamb.
You know? Like country races type of setup.
Hey, man, if you're going to go the effort of putting the tie on the shirt, and that, you may as well just do the button up.
Yeah, but in some instance, I can't.
Why?
Because it just doesn't fit.
It does.
It doesn't.
It's a tight fit.
I'm not sure you're meant to have shit that tight around your neck, bro.
Just because it's not 4XL. You know, you like to wear the most open. There's a shirt you bought the other day. And it's the longest shirt. It's the biggest fit shirt I've ever seen in your whole life. It's like, yeah, I just love the fit, man. I love the fit. I'm like, it's a fucking bed sheet.
Yeah.
It's a bed sheet with arms cut into it.
Yeah, yeah. It's from General Pants, though. Yeah. So it's a good cut. Big box fit, 4XL. I love it. I'm in my Homer Simpson moo-moo stage.
It's very a little bit.
But wearing a tie, I just feel so restrictive. And I just feel like, and always at those events too, it's just.
You reckon people are looking at you?
Yeah, not really. There's plenty to look at. They're not looking at me.
Looking at you, though.
Huh? When I'm not dressed right, like at Jamie's wedding and that, and it didn't look good in the photos. I look back and I go, what the fuck is going on there?
Just do the button up, bro.
Nah, it didn't fit, bro. And I was trying. Everyone's trying. It's like, and then it becomes a thing and then it doesn't even get fixed anyway.
You just have to.
You know what, though?
You just have to deal with the tight neck.
It was better than Hamish's white socks.
Yeah, the white socks. the shin-length pants.
That was funny. We swapped pants and everything just to try and see if he can make it work.
Didn't work. He had shin-length pants and that didn't look good.
All right. Next on the list, The Block. Hot or not, did you watch it?
I saw the final episode. Did you?
I didn't watch it, no.
I didn't watch any of their thing. I've watched it in the past. Feels like it's been going on forever now. A bit like MasterChef.
19 years. 20 years next year, I think it is.
Really?
The Block? In Phillip Island, it's going to be, yeah.
I know the winners, they won $1.6 million or some shit like that.
Is that the biggest in history?
I think so, yeah.
Well, did that Adrian Portelli guy, did he buy it?
He was there.
I saw a fucking YouTube video of him this morning getting pulled over or something for speeding, like years and years ago. Funny as, he was young as. He was just saying,
He didn't care. He was bidding against himself. He bid and then he's like, I'll bid another 100 grand. They're like, it's the first time we've ever seen this in The Block. He's made a bid against himself.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, he said a bid and then he added extra on top of his own bid.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think
scares people off.
And I think he sees it too as like, it's going to be on national TV. I know it's not as big as what it once was, but it's like people are going to see that and go, that guy's pretty different, isn't he?
He does the prizes.
Yeah.
So he's just going to put these houses into the prizes.
Yeah.
So you sign up to his stuff. So he puts it on the business, but he spent, I don't know, he bought two of them or three of them or some shit like that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
See, these guys should have been sneaking into his inbox from day one. And just saying, hey, here's a little update on this. Tell me what you want and then I'll just make it for you.
Your tiles would be good on the block.
Nah.
You're not handy at all.
I'm not handy at all.
You had to drill a hole recently. I can't believe that you made tiles drill it.
She wanted to do it.
You didn't even pick the drill up though. Did you even hold the drill once in your hand? That's crazy. You know it's not true. You never did. You didn't hold it, did you?
No, I'm trying to
pick it. You didn't even touch the drill.
I touched the drill. I passed it to her.
Tiles come pick it up from my house and told her to do and you made her drill the hole.
I went to Bunnings and I found the thing that's that we needed to do a hole.
May as well get her around the lawnmower and the whippersnipper.
If she wants to buy all the stuff, she's got to put it together.
That's nuts.
You know?
She'd be out there mowing the lawns, doing the whippersnipper and painting the fence.
That's one thing I do. I'm an outdoors type of chores man.
Oh, well, she drilled the hole outdoors, didn't she? She was outside but she was drilling it.
It's for the dining table, brother.
Fair enough.
But I got a new whippersnipper actually and I've just whipped snipped the backyard and I've got to say I'm pretty proud of myself. I've never done one before and I thought I'd done a pretty good job. So there you go.
Very good.
The Block, I'm going to say, I reckon it's hot. I didn't watch it this year, but I feel like that's not a bad TV show, houses and stuff. Good stuff. Scott Cam, don't mind his work, whatever. All right, next on the list, something that I think you love, early dinners.
I love early dinners. I'd have dinner at 4 o'clock if I could. If I could have dinner at 4 o'clock, I would think that's acceptable. Anything pre-6, I think is classified as early.
And then especially, pre-6. Especially after you spoke to Dalton Henshaw and he said anything after 8, just consider that fat pretty much.
I don't really eat after 8 anyway.
3 p.m. though, you've just like, what's for dinner, Em?
What time do you have dinner?
Late.
What time?
Normally late. Between 6:30 and 7:30 is normal.
I don't
think
that's late. That's not a late dinner. That's
what's a late dinner?
8:30 onwards.
Yeah.
If I'm having to, you know how sometimes you book a restaurant or whatever and you have to get in the late sitting?
Yeah.
And you like can't book a table until 8 o'clock or something like that?
Yeah.
That sounds like punishment for me. By the time I get to dinner, I am like...
starving.
I'm ready to chew on the table.
But that's probably what they want, don't they? Because everything tastes better when you're starving.
Some people like the later meals because they go to bed later. They're just a night owls.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm...
You went to bed at 8 o'clock last night.
I did, yeah. Asleep.
Like Hannibal Lecter, they put you in there straight
to... straight in just to put me to bed. Now,
how did you go to sleep, though?
Just close my eyes and that's it.
Just think about... just worry about the world?
No, I just went to bed.
But you weren't tired, so how does it work?
I put some shit show on and then made me tired. I should have just... I wish I could just go and put some AI of listening to just your voice and put me to sleep straight away.
Rob's rundown on, you'll fall straight asleep.
Oh, well, you know, honestly, you don't want people to come to the event in Sydney or a Melbourne event or sign up to our newsletter?
I think it's the tone in which you deliver it.
Useless fuck.
Early dinners, I'm going to say, I like it a bit later, so not hot.
That's fair enough. That's your choice, mate. That's what the show's all about. You know, it's your show.
Hey, you know what the show's all about? G-string bathers.
This is wild, I reckon. This is a wild new trend that maybe has come back or whatever, but I feel like, especially down here in Torquay, you go down to the beach and a little bit of sunlight comes out.
Yeah.
I reckon 75% of younger people now, their asses are out on the beach all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no coverage of the thing, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Come on, you don't know how to feel about it.
I think it's a bit much.
Is it?
I don't think
you should complain about it. I think it's a good new trend. Trends come and go. We might not have many summers like this.
You reckon?
I just reckon let it happen.
Hopefully it's just hot this summer.
What do you mean? Let it happen. Don't complain.
I think it's aggressive.
Aggressively awesome.
Aggressively, just ass everywhere.
That's why you've bought about 4 different pairs of sunnies lately.
I've got my own pair. You know what I
mean? You actually wear Speedos when you go swimming and that.
I wear the
Tiktok. So you're showing off a bit of that little package too.
No, but they're not G-string Speedos.
Well, it's pretty confronting.
No, it's not.
Well, you don't shave your pubes. There's hair hanging out the sides. People are going, what's going on here?
It's not confronting, mate.
So you're complaining about G-string bathers. You don't want them. Ban the G-string bathers.
There's too many of them. Too many.
Too many.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's crazy.
So it's a look. It's like this high cut thing at the front and it's just like...
Yeah.
It's like... That's what it makes me. It's like, fuck, it's just too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
I just think like sometimes you just got to let trends just set in for a while, you know? So see how it goes.
Yeah, I reckon.
Just see how it goes, yeah. We live down the beach.
You start rocking them?
I used to rock the short shorts, like the denim shorts, but not like bathers or anything. Nah, no, I've never rocked like the budgie smugglers or speedos.
What about
or anything.
I always wore board shorts. In the white. The white undies.
The white undies, yeah. I think I've told that story before, but yeah.
Well, you can see that wasn't good. Just the fro.
Now you're stealing my jokes, huh? Because I got a laugh before.
Funny stuff. Huh?
But you're so you're saying not hot for G-string bathers.
I can say hot still.
You can't just say all that.
But I do think it's too much.
It's too much.
There has to be options. Can't be the only option. It can't be just.
What other one? What do you like then? What are other good ones that you like? That you're like, oh, that's I like that.
I don't think everything needs to be sexualized.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. What? So you just reckon?
Not everything's a fashion parade. Not everyone wants to look at you. You're not that important. Cover up sometimes, you know.
I feel like the G-string bathers been around for ages.
Pretty much almost walking down in high heels to the beach these days. Their things, and they got their full face of makeup on, and that. You gotta get a reality check down the beach. You're just gonna be like, let it go. You know, wild hair. Have a hat on, oversized t-shirt, put some zinc on and stuff, you know?
I like all forms of different bathers.
I know you do, yeah.
Yeah. I like the, I like just the board shorts, you know, but the ones with the netting in them, actually, dad's old fella got caught in that once. You know, the netting in the thingo?
The tiny little
drama.
Holes.
How do there's you know a big drama. Yeah.
And they must circulation. Have
yeah, he was in a bit of trouble there. But anyway, G-string bathers, I'm going to say hot.
Yeah, I said hot too. Yeah.
Did you? Okay, yeah. After your little rant and saying.
Well, I just still think it's too much. But
ban the bather?
Okay. I'm not saying ban the bather. I'm just saying like have some form of.
Decorum?
Yeah.
Not is that a time. Word? Did I?
Can't go
I've never said that word before.
Yeah, you're using the right context.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Last on the list. This is your suggestion, actually. Security blinds.
So these are the ones that people have the electric roller blinds that come down over all the windows and the stuff. So when you walk past your house, it's like, fuck, it's...
Transformer.
Yeah, it's almost like a bomb shelter. I don't know, but it makes it... It doesn't really street appeal.
Yeah.
It's not really...
No.
It's not really giving me good vibes. It's not a welcoming sort of house.
But not like here, 21 plants out the front, no fence.
Yeah, you understand why people have it because you don't want people to break into your house. So I understand the purpose and why they exist, but...
Then people are just like, fuck, how much crime happens right here?
Yeah.
You know, and if you they're like bolting them? Bolting it up...
Are you going to get them?
Nah, I don't think so. Not yet, unless something happens or something. And we'll be scared into doing it. Fear is a big driver of change, isn't it, Rob?
That's for sure.
So if you get robbed, I'm sure you're going to put some... Roller blinds down.
Do you like them or not? Are you saying hot or not? I'm saying
it reminds me of remember the movie The Purge.
Yeah,
you know when they're just like they
that's
put
a good
all,
movie.
Yeah, I actually like they've done a million different remakes, but there's a couple of good ones there. But I don't know. I just feel like maybe if you live like in a city, I feel like in different sort of countries and that different setups could be a bit dangerous. But around here, like suburbs, you're seeing some in Armstrong Creek and that, full. And you're going, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like we're in lockdown. You know,
it's aggressive.
Fort Knox,
but Alcatraz. Again, safety. I like safety.
To be honest, bro,
I'm gonna have to say it's hot. But
you
I,
are
I
a nutter for
I don't
safety.
Want it. I don't want it.
Every time we go out we leave a room, you lock the door.
No, I don't.
You do. Every room that we leave and enter, you just lock it, shut it, make sure it's all. You're very like that, aren't you? Back door's always locked.
I'm just what? Just making sure that.
Oh no, I'm just saying. Good. But you're very like you're the security man at your own home, aren't you?
I don't know, man.
Sometimes you put the uniform on, look in the mirror, walk around the house, pace up and down, neighborhood watch.
Fair enough.
You've got the sign on the door, don't you?
Don't knock, baby sleeping.
It's on all the time, isn't it?
Baby's always sleeping.
Do not knock ever.
Oh, just you know, people still knock when that sign's up.
And what do you say?
Posters that like you fucking kidding, aren't you? There's a sign on the front door, and you're gonna come knock, and then they go, oh. Well, it's too late. Matilda's awake now.
Yeah.
You've woken her up.
Yeah.
You didn't read the sign?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Have you ever had that combo where you're like, oh, you just woke my kid
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah.
What did they say?
Oh, sorry. And they just walk off. They don't care.
Oh, sorry. I'll leave you to it.
No. Yeah.
Okay. No, now that you caught my attention, what is it?
Come back. Are you going to go put her to sleep? Are you going to get her back down to sleep or not?
She likes this book, bro.
Yeah, go and read her some books and then you can finish the rest of your shift.
Hey, it's been a good episode, this one, hasn't it?
Funny, I'm glad the crows stopped. Squawking. It was
insane.
It was so loud.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll come out in the recording, but it was loud for us, wasn't it?
Hey, if you listen this long, come to our events.
Yeah.
Please come to our events, Sydney, Melbourne, plenty more coming, probably monthly all of 2024, and new announcement coming soon for what's going on for our January event. Sign up to the Dream Big newsletter to stay up to date. Info is in the show descriptions, in the link tree in our Instagram. If you follow along on LinkedIn, Locke always drops it in the comments. There's plenty of stuff going on there. And hey, before we go, if you do love the pod, please share it with a friend. Hit that share button. Let them know that funny business is worth listening to, because it really is.
Hey, Instagram stories, we love it. We'll reshare, we'll repurpose, we'll do all that good stuff.
Hey, funny business listeners, Caleb from SquareX here. I just wanted to jump on and let you guys know at the end of this ep, SquareX is currently open for investment. So if you're interested in learning more about what we do at SquareX and want to get involved in the digital future of the agricultural supply chains, you can reach out to me directly on LinkedIn or to the Dream Big Social Club team to learn more.